Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now let me ask you a question. Have you ever been able to process your emotions, both the good ones and the bad ones? Tell me, would you like to learn more about how to detach from negative emotions, how to get rid of them? I think we'd all like to learn about that. Have you ever wanted to know about the five key factors for attaining a belief in yourself? Now tell me, can you imagine writing a work of fiction about a success story? You know, the reality is most fictions are about failures. Would you like to learn how to take ownership of your life? Have you ever heard about a book called Own Your Success? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you're looking for? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire. He will provide us with wonderful, informative, and inspirational lessons and some really, really great advice. Before I introduce him, I would love to invite you to call in during the show. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. I'm pleased to announce that our show today is featured on the front page at blogtalkradio.com. I am honored to be a featured host, and we now have over 800,000 fabulous listeners. Now let me tell you a little bit about my guest today. He is the founder of the Continued Fight and the Ben Newman Companies. He also served as chief inspirational officer for a top 10 office, one of the elite Fortune 100 financial firms in the United States. His latest book, Own Your Success, was selected by CEO Reed as the number 13 bestseller for its top 25 business books of 2012. In addition, he ranks among the top 1% of wealth management professionals in the world. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Ben Newman. Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Hi, January. I am doing fantastic. Thank you so much to you and to all of your listeners for giving me the opportunity to be with you.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on the show. And, you know, I usually later in the show ask my guests about the best thing or the worst thing that ever happened and their road to success. But you have another interesting story. Could you share about losing your mother 11 days before your 8th birthday?
Well, you're getting right down to it, aren't you?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, January, no whining and no excuses. I love that because that's the way that I live my life. And that is actually one of the main things I learned from my mother is she battled a rare muscle disease called amyloidosis.
Okay.
And for those of you that don't know what amyloidosis is, each and every one of us has amyloids in our muscles. And when you have an excess of amyloids, those amyloids eat away at your muscles.
Okay.
And my mother was diagnosed with this rare muscle disease in 1983, and she took the diagnosis that she received. She took the news from her doctors that she had only 2 to 4 years to live, and she decided to journal and to really unleash her positive mental attitude onto the world.
Wow.
To teach me incredible lessons on her journey, to teach me about life, and to help me understand that even though she lost her fight with amyloidosis on November 2nd, 1986, on that date she just took the pen of her legacy and she passed it on to me. And that's what I love, is the opportunity to help the listeners that are on this call embrace their adversity, embrace their challenges, and be the best they can be in their lives.
Oh, that is. Thank you for sharing that. And what a wonderful gift she gave you. And, you know, I lost my husband when our daughter was just 3 years old. And so she's too young to have any memories of him. And I know it's very sad that you lost your mother, but at least being 8 years old, you can remember her, which is a gift. And for her to write those things down, that's terrific. Let me talk a little bit now about your book. Okay. Now, this is a book, a work of fiction. Now, how did you decide to do fiction versus nonfiction for this kind of topic?
Well, one of my mentors, dear friends, just blessing to have this individual in my life, is a gentleman by the name of John Gordon. And he's a Wall Street Journal best-selling author of The Energy Bus, and this is the manner in which he writes. And my first three books, there were a couple of quote books. There was actually a book called Fight the Good Fight about my mother's battle with amyloidosis and the lessons I learned from her journal. And I just had conversations with John, and I recognized that this fable, this fiction-type model, would give me the ability to have fun, to let my mind go, to be creative, but to write something that would allow the reader to believe and to feel as if they were on the journey with the main character, Pierce Edwards, to learn the same lessons he learned so that they could use it in their lives.
You know, that is such a terrific approach because, you know, basically between you and me and everyone listening, all 800,000, most business books or success books can get a little boring. Whereas when you're reading fiction, you can get lost in the story, and the subliminal message sometimes is so much stronger. Now, let us ask you, is Pierce Edwards you?
You know, it has been a blessing that we have received such incredible feedback about the book because people really have felt like they're on this journey and they're making significant changes, the handwritten notes, the emails, and that is a consistent question that I get, so I have a huge smile on my face right now. There are certain characteristics of Pierce. There are certain interactions, people that he meets, that would certainly come from my life story. But I also did have a lot of fun making Pierce be this fantastic, robust character that does go through things that I have not been through in my life.
Oh, okay. So perhaps you wish you were him.
It's a fantastic combination of both, I'll put it that way.
Okay. Now, Pierce draws from meditation, and it seems to work for him. Do you think this is an important part of knowing oneself, and do you think meditation helps people become successful?
Well, I think visualization can be very impactful for individuals. However, I would really mention that I think each individual listening to this call has probably tried different things for themselves in their lives, meditation, visualization, working out, different techniques that have made them feel great, confident, literally release the endorphins in your body. And whatever those things are that work for you, I think to choose to do those things habitually in your life will put you on a smoother path to success regardless of obstacles you face.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. You know, Ben, we're going to take a break now and hear a brief message about your host. And when we come back, we'll talk with Ben Newman about his fictional book called Own Your Success. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back with my wonderful guest, Ben Newman, the author of Own Your Success. Ben, could you share with my listeners your website information and tell them how they can get your book?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that question very much. You can learn more about the work that we're doing with people all over the world at bennewman.net, bennewman.net. And the book is available at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com, and the book is Own Your Success.
Okay, well, thank you for that information. And that information is posted on our show page, so all the people who listen to this show that it will be archived, you can also get Ben's book. You know, you talk about the need to process our emotions, good and bad, and I know that it's easier to process good, and a lot of people tend to not want to process their bad emotions. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think naturally, you know, who wants to swarm in negativity and, mm-hmm. and who wants to think about bad things that happen? I think the reality is that each and every one of us, similar to me losing my mom, I'm not the only individual, you know, on this call that, you know, has ever faced adversity. I think each and every one of us will face adversity, and I think you have to identify what you can learn from the adversity that you face to find the opportunity that lies within to move forward in a positive manner. And that's a tough thing to do because our minds are naturally wired to be negative. You turn on the news, things are negative. It's very hard to choose the positive path, but it is a choice.
Well, you suggest that people use the tool of detachment, and I think that is terrific advice to just step back from problems. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you know, I've got another mentor of mine who has really helped me create a tool that we teach audiences all over the world called reframing. And what it means is I don't want anybody to go live in la-la land and pretend like they don't face obstacles, but mm-hmm. you do have a choice, just like my mother taught me, that when you face an obstacle, you can choose to just reframe and then focus on the solution. So you don't have to throw a pity party and expect people to show up, but you can learn from those obstacles, you can search for the solution, and then choose the positive path. And that's what you can use through reframing.
I like that word, reframing. That's a new word for me. I've never heard that before. Now tell us about the five key factors for attaining a belief in yourself. And I love this quote, we never actually fail in life. We just don't always get the results we want. Give us your thoughts on this. That's a very powerful statement.
Well, I am a huge believer that each and every one of us has to feed our mind with positivity. And it's just, you know, that quote right there is a great way to reframe and to say we didn't get the results that we wanted. We didn't fail. When you tell yourself that you failed, it's just negative. When you say that you didn't get the results you want, it's an opportunity to look and to see what you can do differently the next time you have potentially that same opportunity. And I think each and every one of us is different. We're all wired different from our DNA to the way we smile. You'll love this one to the way we all laugh because you love making people laugh. And for us, you know, oftentimes, regardless of the level of success that you've had, high levels of success, new in a career, we've all had some sort of success. But in order to change, there's five steps that most people go through. And that's number one, is to accept the truth. Basically, where are you? Identifying what's going on. You have to be able to speak the truth. You have to be able to verbalize it, put people in the stands who are there to help you. You have to breathe through the truth. Take your time. Understand it. Understand that your reactions are important, and you have to believe. And then you have to process that truth. And you have to give yourself time. I mean, for everybody, you don't just flip the switch and automatically there's change. Old behaviors come back. And then I think it's important to create a plan that is based on the truth. Understand what is important to you. Understand your vision. Understand and connect to the legacy that you're writing. And create that plan based upon the truth.
That is such good advice. Accept the truth. Speak the truth. Breathe the truth. Breathe through it. Process it. And then create a plan. And this is exactly what your hero in the book does, isn't it?
That's exactly right. You know, Pierce goes on the journey, and so many readers, so many letters that we've received is that people say, wow, this, for me to go through that attaining belief exercise myself helped me realize areas of opportunity for me to grow and areas where I can take action in a more positive light.
Yeah. And one of the suggestions that you give that I think is a powerful one is that you need to write down any idea about the person you want to be and the life you want to live. You have to write it down. You can't just sit there and visualize. I think once you write it down, it makes it a reality. Don't you agree?
There's no doubt about it. And it's writing it down, and it's also having the courage to share it with people that are in your corner, in your life, and to let them know that these are things that are important to you. Because when you get knocked down, when you have those trusting people that are in your corner, it helps you realize that you can make it through anything. I mean, and that's why I think, you know, the biographies and your introduction of me at the beginning of a call, it's not even fair, because all you're doing is you're highlighting the great stuff that's happened to me, but it's the adversity, it's the challenges in my business, it's the challenges in my life personally. That is what I believe puts me in a position to have the opportunity to share a few things that I've learned from other people to help everybody on this call. It's not the highlights, it's the tough stuff.
Well, you know, I always start out with the highlights because that pulls them in. But I always like to ask the question, what was the worst thing that ever happened to you in your business career on your road to success?
I'll take you back to 2010, and I appreciate this question so much, and I love that you do that with your guests, because that's where the truth really is. That's where the real impact is. And in 2010, I was knocked down in my business 6 months into the year. And to save all of the details, really the 30,000-foot view is that in part of what I do, I was receiving, you know, commissions in the insurance world, and sometimes commissions are advanced. And for a six-month period of time, it was like all of my commissions were going back the other way. And there was well into six figures of commissions that had been paid back to the company that I was representing. And it literally felt, with a brand new baby at home, my beautiful little princess Kennedy Rose, that I wasn't sleeping. I was getting knocked down when I went to work, and I was just in the midst of challenge. And I had a business partner of mine and my business coach reach down onto that mat of life and pull me back up. And they helped me recognize that by going back to my focus on a passion for the habits and the process of what I was doing, rather than just focusing on results, It gave me the empowerment to recognize I can make it through this struggle. I can make it through this challenge. And sure, financially, it was a very challenging year. But when I stopped worrying about the results that I couldn't control, and I focused on the things I could control, which were my daily choices and my activities, it put me back on a path to having a wonderful 2011, a wonderful 2012, and feeling incredible about the work that we'll be doing all over the world in 2013 and beyond.
Oh, that's a terrific story, and thank you for sharing it. You know, right now we're going to hear about an organization that I support, but when we come back, I want to ask Ben about the Prize Fighter Day concept that he writes about in his book. We'll be right back with Ben Newman.
What the hell is that word?
What is AATH? The Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor is a nonprofit, member-driven international community of humor and laughter professionals and enthusiasts. AATH provides its members the education, cutting-edge resources, and supportive community they need to excel in the practice and promotion of healthy humor. AATH welcomes anyone who is interested in learning more about the application and benefits of therapeutic humor. Members include scholars, psychologists, counselors, nurses, social workers, physicians, educators, clergy, hospital clowns, and many others who incorporate humor in their life and work. AATH was created to disseminate information about humor and laughter, laughter play and well-being, provide a caring, supportive community of humor professionals and enthusiasts. Check out our AATH at www.aath.org today.
Welcome back with my guest, Ben Newman, the author of Own Your Success. Now, Ben, can you tell us about what is the Prize Fighter Day concept that you share in your book?
So now you're going to get me really, really excited. As if you can't tell it, I got a lot of fire in my belly to help others thus far. This Prize Fighter Day concept is the concept that we have literally seen people change their lives around.
Okay.
For all over the world. I mean, I'm talking, there are individuals, one in particular I can think of in a service-based business, was ready to quit his job, went on to win a contest which transcended him to becoming the number one national sales rep in his company for two straight years.
Wow.
An attorney who's gone on to have his best year ever in his practice after having a challenging basically dissolution of a partnership, all the way to high school basketball coaches. This is a concept that can work for you. Now, I will tell you before I kind of share the context and the definition of it, that whatever you want to call it, if the Prize Fighter Day, see, I was a boxing fan. My grandfather was a boxing fan. I love the boxing analogy. But it's all about you empowering yourself to create the actionable steps that you can take every day. So if you have to retitle it, retitle it. You could call it the January Jones Ooh Baby Day of Greatness.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what you call it, it's about the context. And what the Prize Fighter Day is designed to do is to help you start to focus on your passion for the process of what you do every day rather than focusing on results that ultimately you can't control. And it's choosing three things you can do every single day, one personal, one that's business-related, and one that is of service to other people. And by choosing those three things that are all action-based items, you can put yourself on a path to success by creating daily victories, regardless of your obstacles, to build fantastic habits, to overcome the natural negative mindsets that we all face when challenges come our way, so that you can become the best that you can be in your life personally, professionally, and financially.
Now, can you give us some examples of personal action, business action, and service action?
I would absolutely love to. So a personal example, let me give you two that I've heard from individuals that I work with. One individual says that they love working out, and most specifically they love running. And for this individual to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and to get in their daily run, they feel more confident, It releases their endorphins, and they're ready to take on their day. So getting in that run is incredibly important for this specific individual. Number two is an individual who has embraced 5 minutes of present time. At one point in time, this business professional would get home from work, run into the door, check final emails, grab the mail, take off their business attire, put on their relaxing clothes, and 15 to 20 minutes all of a sudden reappear and say hello to their family. And
okay.
they recognize that the true measure of their success was their family,
uh-huh.
and that they would change their mindset to have 5 minutes of present time with each child and with the significant other before checking the mail, checking email,
yeah.
or changing
okay.
clothes.
Got it. Great advice. We've got 1 minute for business and 1 minute for service.
Perfect. So business. If you are in a, let's just use sales as an example, a sales-based business, it's the number of phone calls, the number of points of contact that you would have to individuals about your business, to sell, to grow your business. You can control how many times you send an email, a text message, or make a phone call about your business. For those of you that aren't in sales, it might just be the act of conversing more about your business in order to generate more business. And I know that sounds like sales, but we kind of are all in sales. And then number three
uh-huh.
is choosing something that is of service to somebody else. I'll give you a great example. I got an email from somebody in Denver 2 weeks ago who said, "You've made me think about different things I can do anonymously to make a difference in other people's lives." And he said, "I'm about to go to the grocery store to buy a stranger their groceries."
Wow.
And it just made me realize, wow. So yep. those little things that you can do or of service to others. The next time you're driving down the street, I've made this mistake where you know you have a friend or loved one who's going through something tough, and rather than picking up the phone to call to check on them, you tell yourself that you're too busy and you go on about your day. Pick up the phone. Give those people your love. People need our love. They need our support. Serve other people because this life is not about us. It's about our service to others.
Wow. Those are three fantastic suggestions. I love the supermarket one. That is terrific. And I love the thought that people, when you do something anonymously, what a positive thing for you and for whoever you are serving. Ben, thank you for coming on the show, and I hope you will come back again soon.
January, thanks for having me. And to each and every one of the listeners, decide to make it a powerful day, and it was great being with you.
Okay. We hope our listeners have enjoyed our show today. I'm pretty sure you have. You can catch all of our interviews with our amazing guests with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. My upcoming guests for this week are all exciting, eclectic, energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and they will astonish you. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful, too, just like Ben Newman. If you've enjoyed our show today, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. You know, we love sharing our stories and our secrets for success. It's our hope that we can encourage all of our listeners to emulate our guests today and every day. Now, remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. And now for my chocolate quote of the day that comes from Forrest Gump. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. So, dear listeners, stop whining, start smiling, and start sharing our success show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then it's starting chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to Ben Newman, Own Your Success. Be sure to go out and get his book. This is January Jones thanking all of you today for joining me on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Story. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.
Yeah, you can go to the bathroom.